Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Heavenly Father, Yahweh, we thank you, Father, for blessing us with life. We thank you for allowing us another opportunity, Father, to live this life, Father, learn from this life, Father, walk this way, Father, and hopefully, Father, with each step we take, to come closer to you and your Son, Yahushua, Father. We ask now, Father, that you bless us all here in this room, Father, and all that are members of Beth Yahweh congregation, not just here, but throughout the entire world, Father. Look after your little children, Father, because they need you, Father. At times, Father, we need you to uphold us, Father, and pull us close, Father, into your loving arms. Father, we ask now that your Shabbat Shalom be upon us, Father, in this place, Father, that you open our hearts, open our minds, Father, and uplift our spirits, Father, so that we can receive the beauty that is found in your name. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has chosen his prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe, his servant, Yisrael, his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Kol Shabbat. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, my King. Shabbat Shalom, my King. I forgot to put my head to that.
Okay. Just want to make sure, can I get a quick sound check? Am I clear? Hallelujah. All right. Shabbat Shalom, brothers. How's everybody feeling? Oh, man, yo, that's what's up. What's up, brother?
Doing pretty good.
Oh, okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's right, that's right. Moment by moment, step by step, step by step. You just got to take it one step at a time, one moment at a time, man. You know, you can say in football, inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard after yard, it gets a little hard, you know. Got to take one little step at a time. So, love is, here we are again. Just to remind everybody at home that we are, you're tuned into Blog Talk Radio, Beth Yahweh Congregation, and this is Study the Show Thyself Approved unto Yahweh, a workman that be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We ask that if you are tuning in, I think I forgot to do this last week, remind you to have your tools handy, your Bible and your concordance and whatever form that you like to use them, whether it be electronic or hard copy, make sure you have them handy, because one of the things that we like to do is make sure that those who tune in or who are listening can follow along in the word of Yahweh. So, this is session number 5 of Love Is. And we've been talking for the last couple of weeks about not just love based on the worldly sense, but love and what Yahweh, how our Heavenly Father wants us to know and to understand this thing called love. And just as importantly, how His Son, Yahushua, wants us to understand this thing called love. Because he talked about it a lot and in various ways. But more importantly, not just talking about it, He left an example of how we should live our lives to show forth that we love him. And today we're going to start in John, St. John, the 14th chapter. We're going to start at the 15th verse because he makes a statement in this verse. And this is Yahushua talking. He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Now the question is, what commandments? What commandments are we supposed to show forth that expresses or affirms that we love Yahushua? Because this is a direct statement from him to his taught ones, to his hand-select group of people that he allowed to come close to him. And the question is, what commandments? Or as it states here, commandments. What commandments?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I spoke on.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever he
say, okay. And that's right. We should listen to whatsoever he say, but there's something specific that he gave. He gave a specific statement regarding how to carry forth this up. And we're going to read it. And in order to do that, we have to go to the previous chapter. We're going to start in John, St. John still. We're going to go to the 13th chapter. We're going to start from, you got any water in the thing?
Yeah, it's
water. Now, we're going to go way, way back to a couple of months ago when you first entered into the new year and into the holy season. The 13th chapter starts right around that time, around the time of Pesach. He says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Yahushua knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of his world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper ended. And supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Yahuda Iscariot, Shimon's son, to betray him, Yahushua, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from Yah and went to Yah, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. 13:5. And after that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he, Shimon Peter, or we like to call him by his name, Kepha. And Peter saith unto him, Master, dost thou wash my feet? Yahushua answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Okay, so now let's engulf ourselves in the scene. It's Passover. You know, and John is illustrating and letting us know that at that point, Yahushua knew he had to do some things before he left this earth. And the first thing he chose to do was what? Do an act of service to one of his taught ones. And something so perplexing to his taught one, to his inner circle, that he was like, no, whoa, wait a minute, man. You are our master. You are our Lord. You are the ones that we are here to serve. Why are you doing this act of service to us? And it was perplexing because that is not something that those who are underneath somebody like that really expect them to do. So he's doing something that is totally. Think about what is going through Peter's mind right now, through Kepha's mind. His mind is blown. What are you doing? You about to take the cloth you got that you put around yourself, and you are going to use it to wash my feet? Now this is out of order. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He is disrupting an order that was part of everybody's thinking at that time. Hmm? And he said, you're not going to understand this right now, but in a minute, give us some time to sink in. Hmm? So that's the first thing he's doing. He's letting them know, I'm doing something that's against the grain. But he's doing it for a reason. We're going to find out why. Because it's important that we understand. See, there are a lot of accomplishments that we can obtain in this life, but there's only one accomplishment that's ever going to matter, and that's how we emulate Yahushua HaMashiach.
Man.
That is, I cannot stress how important that is to emulate him. And after watching that series, can't wait for us to talk about it afterwards. I hope everybody watched it. Because if not, when I talk about it, it's going to be some spoilers. I hope y'all watched it. Because it's in my heart, it's in my soul. And it's not about the whole conspiracy theory part. But it's something at the end that the brother said that was like, wow. You right, son. You right. Anyway, 13 said, Yahushua answered and said to them, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. You don't understand this right now. I know it's blowing your mind. But in a minute, just let it marinate. It's just going to sink in. 13:8. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Yahushua answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. 13:1. Shimon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also hands and head. Yahushua saith unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash feet, wash his feet, but is clean everywith, and ye are clean, but not all. Now, he's not talking about his physical body because, you know, not understand what Peter's asking. Peter's like, look, just don't wash my feet. You know, give it all to me. Give me a bath in what you, if I, even though I don't understand it right now, bathe me. Don't just wash my feet, wash my hands. And he's like, hold on now, Peter. He's letting him know that part that you're asking for, you're good with that. You're good with that. But everybody else ain't good because now he's switching it from the external to what's internal. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. 13:11. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So understand now, he's talking about the internal cleansing now. Okay? 13:12. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? Do y'all understand this? You getting it? Is it sinking in? And I see you there. I'm like, but we'd have been in the same boat. We in this boat right now. 13:13. Ye call me master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. So what is he saying now? Don't just wash each other's feet. Because remember now, he's not talking about the external, but we also have to do cleansing of the spirit also for one another. You see what I'm saying? There's also that the physical washing is only symbolic of what's supposed to happen internally. You see what I'm saying? So now he's saying, I'm doing this for you, but I'm hoping now y'all getting it to the that way y'all start understanding and doing it for one another. You feel me? 13:14. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that has sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. 13:18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. 13:19. Now I tell you, before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am. Now, why is he saying that to them? Go ahead. You know why he's saying it. Why is he saying that to them? He's giving a prophecy. Because why? Even though they're at this point, they're at the Passover, he's doing all these great things, there is still some shakiness in them. He's proved to them. So now there's this understanding of the script of the scriptures of this individual that's going to come. But the problem with this individual is Israel had in their mind he was coming to do something different than what they anticipated. See, they weren't expecting him to come meek and lowly riding on a donkey. They expected him to come with lightning and thunders and the way their ancestors were introduced to the mighty one. That's what they were expecting again. And he's like, no, that didn't convince y'all the first time. It didn't work. All the thunderings and all the lightnings and all the thunderings and all the lightnings that have taken place over time, is it really sinking in? Who we serve?
Mom.
Who we sit under?
Hallelujah.
Is it sinking in? Because they didn't get it. Israel didn't get it thousands of years ago before Yahushua came. And Israel now is not getting it thousands of years after Israel. But he's still showing us in subtle ways. But the problem is, it hits up against this brick wall that's in our mind. And it's hard to fathom. But don't feel bad about it, because even the ones who sat and talked and walked with him, their mind couldn't fathom this thing. Because it wasn't time for their minds to be open to this thing. But think about it. He's talking. He's walking. He's eating. He's sleeping. He's drinking. He's giving an example in every way. Why did he choose Father Abraham? He said, I chose Abraham chiefly because he would teach his children. Well, guess what? He came with that same spirit to teach his taught ones, to teach his disciples, not by just what he said, but everything that he did was supposed to be an example of how we are to live and show our lives as being unified with not just him, but him and his heavenly Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whosoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Do we understand what he's saying? Yahweh sent Yahushua. If you receive Yahushua, then you receive Yah. You receive Yah. Yahushua sent out disciples. If the disciples, when they go out, if they are received, not only are you receiving the disciples, you're receiving Yahushua, who then now you are also receiving the Father. Okay? It's a chain link right there, and it cannot be broken. It won't be severed. It is impossible to sever that. Why? Because Yahushua said it. Period. 13:21. When Yahushua had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, just think about it. Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Imagine the heartache. Imagine the pain that he is going through right at that moment, knowing that I've had these cats in my inner circle. And granted, he knows this prophecy. He knows it's supposed to happen that way. But nevertheless, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts. 13:22. Then the disciples looked one to another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Yahushua's bosom, one of his disciples, whom Yahushua loved, Simon, Shimon Peter, therefore, beckons to him, and then he asks, who is it? Who it should be of whom he spake? Think about what Peter's thinking now. Like, whoa, wait a minute now. Hold up. He's like, yo, Yahushua, come. Let me talk to you. I need to talk to you. Because not only is Yahushua troubled, now once he made this statement, all of them are troubled. Because don't nobody want to be on that side of prophecy. Don't nobody want to be that one in prophecy. And especially not Peter, because Peter loved him. 13:25. He then, lying on Yahushua's breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Think about what Peter just did, right? He beckoned to him. Now, there's already one holding him. He's hugging on him. All right? There's already one doing this, right? Now, while one is doing that, Peter's over here like, come here. I need some time with you, too. And he does the same thing. Ooh, wait a minute. Hold on now. I got to hold you right there, right? Okay. He's manly man, too, doing all this hugging. Okay? He then, lying on Yahushua's breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Yahushua answered, this is 13:26. He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Yehuda, Iscariot, the son of Shimon, right? So now, we're at the Passover type thing, right? And this is a specific part. Now, when you look at the sop, check out what that word is. And you kind of understand where everything is going in this whole Passover scene, right? Now, 13:27. And after the sop, halal, Satan, entered into him. Then Yahushua said unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. Come on, get on with it. Let's go. 13:28. Now, no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. And now, for all the doubters and scoffers of this, when John is writing this, know that this is after all of these events have taken place. He's writing it as my man did in that documentary. Afterwards, he's giving his account of what had taken place, because he's taking mental, and he's also taking notes of what's taking place about his experience at this time. Okay, so for all these scoffers, well, how can he say it this way if this is good? Boy, he was da-da-da-da-da. Man, please, people still doing stuff like that. That's what documentaries are for. You know, that's what biographies are for. You know, 13:28. Now, no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this something. They're still perplexed. For some of them, 13:29, thought because Yehuda had the bag that Yahushua had said unto him, buy those things which we needed of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Okay? Now, 13:31, this is where it gets really important. Now, remember, this is still Passover, going into the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This is the whole point. This feast is the whole point of Yahushua coming on the scene. This is the one thing he had to do. This is why every other feast that's in there ain't really talked about, ain't even mentioned, because not that they don't matter, but this right here was the culmination, the purpose, the reason that he had to come down here and had to do this. If he didn't do this, nothing else mattered. Okay? 13:31. Therefore, when he was gone out, Yahushua said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and Yah is glorified in him. If Yah be glorified in him, Yah shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Listen to what he calls him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I say unto the Jews, and as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you. Okay? So now when we go back to 14, and he says, if ye love me, keep my commandments, this is what he's talking about specifically right here. Okay? Not to discount anything else, but this right here, he's saying, I need y'all to understand this. Out of all that y'all learned, out of all the prophecies, out of all the apocryphals, out of all the books that existed in that day, these are the key points I need you to take with you once I am gone away from you. See what I'm saying? Mysticism and all this other stuff and the 300 and this many commandments and all this sort of stuff and all these other things do not matter to him if this does not take place, because these are his words. This is his commandment. You see what I'm saying? This is what shows that you have a covenant with him, that you have an allegiance with him, that you are showing that you are not just with him, but you are also with the Father. Okay? That ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this, that ye love one another, shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another. Okay? So out of all the things that we can show forth to emulate him, if we don't do, if we don't get the point of this right here, that little segment, it is all for naught. It's all for naught. We have to be in continual service of each other in order to be in allegiance with Yahushua and then in allegiance with his Father. It's through these actions. It's how we interact, how we deal with, how we take care of one another. 1336. I'm going to finish reading the rest of the story. Shimon Kephar, Shimon Peter, said unto him, I keep messing up because I keep going through how I read it and how, you know, I read it to myself and how I'm reading it aloud. And I got to remember I'm reading it aloud, so sorry when I mess up. Simon Peter said unto him, Master, whither goest thou? Yahushua answered him, whether I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterward. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Yahushua answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me three times. So his whole point ain't what you're going to say out your mouth, bruh. You could proclaim that all you want right now while it's safety. You're in the comfort of me right now. You understand who I am, because by that time, Peter knew thou art the Son of God, the living Elohim. You see what I'm saying? He knew that beyond a shadow of a doubt. And he said, flesh and blood ain't with me. So Yahweh revealed to Peter who Yahushua was. And it's all good while he's in the safety of it. But Peter, he was gung-ho, and he meant what he said. What he said out of his mouth, he meant. But Yahushua understood that. Under these dire circumstances, that when you threaten with your life, are you going to remember? Are you going to remember this? Are you going to remember that I am Yahushua, the Son of the living Elohim, the Savior of the world? Are you going to remember that when your life is threatened? And Yahushua had to tell him, to tell you the truth, brother. Cock ain't even going to crow. Sun ain't going to rise. Because if you know anything about roosters, they let you know sun is coming up. They don't let you know the sun has risen. Trust me, I don't know how one got loose where I live at, but that bad boy was up 3:45 in the morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo, the sun's coming up. Get ready, brush your teeth, wash your face, comb your hair, get ready for work. You see what I'm saying? So he let you know before the cock crow, before the sun rises, you're going to be like, I don't know. Okay. Any questions, any thoughts? Study on the 14, my friend. But look at how merciful and loving Yahushua is. After letting him let him, he says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in Yah. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And when you think about, you know, and it was like so timely, especially with watching this particular documentary that came off Netflix and seeing this now and knowing that, you know, men have their hopes and seeks of power in this realm. No. Look at that term mansions. Look at that term mansions when you have an opportunity. He's letting us know, I have seats of governance set aside for you. You see what I'm saying? So don't put your hopes in this world. You feel me? He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may also be. Do we understand what he's saying there? You know what I realized in watching a construction project not too long ago? When you do a construction, as a matter of fact, the house across the street from me is getting remodeled, total rehab. Boy, oh boy, it's like I want to move out of my house and move in their house, right? And first you come through and you got to do the demolition, right? You get all the junk out. Now, they've been doing this all summer. You get all the junk out. You get all the old stuff out, right? Drag out the old furnace. Drag out the old water heater. Drag out the old this and old that. The windows and all that type of stuff. You know, you start putting everything back in. You start refurbishing it, right? Okay. Then you put the siding on and all this type of stuff. You do the new steps. You do the new sidewalk, the new driveway and all that type of stuff. You plant flowers up, make everything in front. But you know at which point that house is ready? It's not ready until a master inspector comes through and says, all right, this is up to code, it's livable. This is up to code, it's workable. This, as a matter of fact, in the midst of it, that house caught fire because something they did ended up causing this big explosion. I wasn't home at the time. My neighbors told me about it, caused a big explosion, and they ended up having to do part of the remodeling project over again, right? So you have, once you do that, you have to have the governing body come out and go back and inspect everything. So you know why when Yahushua says at one point, no man knows the day or the hour? Because right now what's going on for us on the other side is a construction project. Right. You see, when he says in his word later on, a new heaven and new earth, what is that telling you?
Right.
That means the old one got to be torn down.
Right.
And a new one got to be built up. So if we look at the examples we have on this side, guess what happened? These construction projects take a period of time to take place. But it's not finished even after the last person does this. All right, we're done. Then the master has to come in. The governing body has to come in, right? And he has to say, okay, that's up to code. Yep. That's up to code. Tap, that's up to code. He might go in there and see a beam, hang on that beam with all his weight and pull. I've seen them do this, right? So when we see right here what he's doing and why it takes a period of time, it's because they're constructing stuff for us. We're going to be new beings going into that side that we're not used to. You feel me? So in order for that to take place, it has to be some things that are a little different for these new brothers and sisters that's going to be coming into this realm. I hope that all kind of makes sense. I know I kind of went off on a tangent, but it kind of, you know, it was something that Abba had revealed to me, and I was like, wow, okay, especially after looking at this where you look at the term mansion, it's talking about, yes, a habitable place, but also a place where the governors live. And every governor in this country lives in what? A mansion. So that means that his children get their reward to sit with them, guess what we're going to get? Some nice old places to reside in. Hallelujah. But that takes time. And see, once Yah puts his final stamp on it and says, very good, then it's going to be good. Anyway, sorry, went off on a tangent. 14:4. And whether I go, ye know. And whether I go, ye know. And the way, ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? And Yahushua said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So when you think of the totality of what he just said right here, and you have all these people rising up, and they're doing this and saying this, and they have all these followers, and they're using names other than the names that, and wait a minute, and not just being ignorant of the name, but refusing to use the name, what is that saying? What is that saying? What is it saying? You ain't. I am the way to the Father, the truth, without falsehood, and the life, eternal life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if you're not using the name, guess what? I don't care how righteous you look. I don't care how many YouTube followers you got. I don't care what you're saying out your mouth. If you're not leading people to Yahushua first and foremost, you can't lead them to TMH. True? Okay. The harsh reality. And the sad part about it is we cannot lose sight of this. And granted, yes, it's a gift from Yahweh. It is a gift from Yahweh. To know Yahushua and to have a relationship with him is only by the will of Yah. But you just got to know. I'm going to just leave it at that. 14:7. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Okay, so he's saying right there now, this is it right here. For those of you who were privileged to actually see me in the flesh, you ain't getting no other example. There's no other example that can be given to you that's going to convince you at this point of the existence of the Father. I am here. So this is the fulfillment of prophecy. I am showing you things that no other prophet prior to me has ever shown you, not even John the Baptist, who was a direct predecessor who all of Israel know. John the Baptist was very famous, okay? And they knew the works that he was doing. And then once Yahushua came on the scene and he passed that torch, for lack of a better term, onto him, or that mantle or you know, the baton onto him, that means at that point, all the fame that John had was on Yahushua. And we know he had many followers and a lot of people that were with him. And now we're distilling it down to these people that are in his inner circle. And the people in his inner circle still have to kind of be told, y'all still not getting this. You understand what I'm saying? Because think about what his question was. Show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. This is what Philip said. Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices. That means if you show us the Father, we just understand what they're saying. They're not just saying, give us an example, because his retort was, I've given you that example. No, they want the heavens to be opened up. They want to see something greater than what their ancestors saw and heard. This is really what he's asking. So we'll believe once we see that, is what he's saying. I can't believe what you're saying until we see something magnificent. And Yahushua said, man, it's been a simple example I've been giving y'all all along. It ain't. If our ancestors can't be convinced by what they saw and what came not only from the mountain on high, that even after he reveals himself to Moshe and the magnificence that came off of Moshe from just his hinder parts, if that's not going to convince y'all from that generation from to this generation, no. No. You're not worthy of it. It's impossible. That's why I'm here. 14. Yahushua said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me seeth the Father. And how sayest then thou, show us the Father? How you want to say, show us the Father? I've been with you all this time. 14:10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Believe me for what you've seen me doing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Do we understand what he is saying?
Right.
14:13. He ain't talking about miracles. He is talking about simply leading a life that emulates Yahushua to the point that people only see the goodness of Yah himself in you. 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. 14:15. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And see, this is why I don't like sometimes, and I always struggle when I come across these italicized and grayed out words, because they take from the thought. Because so many people think of this comforter as being this entity or this individual, and yes, it can be manifested in an entity or an individual, but listen to what he says when it's read without evil, right? 14:16, and I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. Not even the Spirit of truth, because that's added, the Spirit of truth. So you mean the comfort that Yahushua is giving us that is sent from the Father is the truth of the word of Yah? That's yes, my sister. Hallelujah. I thank you. Because that's what it is. And see, now when you think about even amongst the quote unquote Israelites, that a person was sent that calls himself the comforter and he did nothing that was comforting in any of his actions. Huh? Did nothing that was what happened. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. Do we understand what Yahushua is saying? Because we in this congregation need to be firm in the fact that a lot of what we see out there is not of Yah. A lot of things that we encounter or come across is not of Yah. It's not. Back to 14:17. Now I want to read that whole thing again. 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you without the truth. I will come to you. The truth will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. 14:20. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, that ye shall love one towards another and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Shalom, my peace. Yehuda 14:22 saith unto him, not Iscariot, Master, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And I want to stop right there for a second. Because think about it. What did we just see right there? There are two Judases in this. So now there's the infamous Judas, and there's the not-so-heard of Judas. So what does the name Judas actually mean? Because it's not Judas, Yehuda. So you mean there are those who, what does the name Yehuda mean?
Yah
is praise. What's that?
Those who praise Yah.
Hallelujah, right? So you mean there were two though of those who praise Yah among him. One went to betray him, and one was still with him. Okay. So you have those out there that saying, Yah, Yah, hallelujah, Yah, Yah, hallelujah. But they're actually betraying him. They're selling him out because of what they want to achieve from him. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of these people that are out here, they're not serving him because they just want to see him manifest and the truth manifest in this world. Because if they were, they would go about it a lot differently, believe you me. And they know. They know. But you got so many people out here, and that's why I'm disenchanted. I cannot sit and listen to them. Because they're not in allegiance with Yah.
Right.
And I don't need to hear a bunch of political mumbo-jumbo.
Right.
Because those who are coming into this way of life is not supposed to be a whole bunch of political mumbo-jumbo on what the black community needs. And all. The black community needs one simple thing. Cry out to Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Accept his son, Yahushua. Simple as that. That's what the black... As my man said at the very end, with his big booming voice, surrender. That's it. That's all you have to do. Surrender. But you know what? Everybody has their own agenda. And when you have your own agenda, guess what you don't do? You don't give up. And surrender means to totally fall back and give into the will of another and to let go. I love what that man said at the end. You got to surrender. You got to fall back. You got to let go of everything in yourself. Like my brother coined it. And we've been hearing it for so long, but it don't sink in. Get naked. You see what I'm saying? You got to give up everything of yourself. And then, I didn't want to talk about it. Even when they piled on him, I got that. That's what the lesson. They put that pressure on him to let you know. You got to give up. You got to be a part of this. You got to give up who you are, what you're trying to hold on to, man. But it ain't easy. It ain't easy to do. As the man said, you have to have open and not honest dialogue. Gem, 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 jewel, 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 jewel. Hallelujah. That had me pumped up. Surrender. And I had to say, wow, you right, brother. That's my problem. Surrendering. Giving up. Going to Yahushua and say, you know what? Put the handcuffs on. Put your handcuffs on. Jail me up. Lock Sean Barrett away. Lock him up so that Yahushua, or the one that Yahushua, Ahaba, can really come forth out of there. Of a formative process. Anyway. Yes, sir. By all means, please.
Based on what you were saying, it's true. That's what has to happen if you're looking at, you know, the locking up of who you are as a human being. But he wants us to do it.
Yes.
You know, he wants us to make that choice and decide, you know what, whoever this person is that I am, I'm putting him away. I'm volunteering my services so that you can continue your work through me.
Amen.
So,
Hallelujah. Because when you think about, you think about you being like a wanted man on the run, right? Knowing that you are guilty of whatever crime it is that you're fleeing from, once you give yourself up, what do? You surrender. You're saying now, I am willing to accept what it is that you have for me to do, or to plead guilty for what crimes I have committed. How many of us can do that? I mean, something that was said in the teaching. How many of us have went to Yahweh and said, forgive me for my past sin? Forgive me for the things that I've reflected on in my life prior to meeting you, right? Right? taught that a couple years, weeks ago, not years ago. You taught that a couple weeks ago, right? Yes, sir. And that's important. Where was that? Thank you. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Master, how is it thou would manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Yahushua answered, 23, and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come unto him, and make our abode with him. And when you look at that prefix that's in there for that word abode, he literally is saying, Yahweh, Yah, and Yahushua will dwell with you. He is saying, we're going to abode in you if you surrender to love to your brother. You feel me? He that loveth me, back to 24. He that loveth me, not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So he said, don't look at me. And like I said, so many out there, TMH, the Most High. Wait a minute now, brother. If you're talking about the Big Daddy, Big God, how are you in allegiance with Big Daddy, Big God, and you ain't in allegiance with his son? It's impossible. It's impossible. You are that donkey that is being ridden on by Balaam. That's all you are. That's all you are. You ain't. He that loveth me, not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which he hears not mine, but the Father's which hate me. These things have I spoken unto you, being present with you. But the Comforter, and what is the Comforter? Truth. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. Who's talking right there? Yahushua. So if Yahushua is not on Front Street, you... whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. 14:27. Peace, shalom, I leave with you. Shalom, I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. Who? The prince of this world. So that means there is a royalty that is of this world. And he says, what? He ain't got nothing in me. So all them going to princes, all them going to the quote-unquote kings of this earth, and I tell you, Yahweh is so timely, because I had no intention of watching that thing called the family until I got two witnesses that said to me, hey, watch this, man. My brother here, my rabbi, said, watch it. And another brother was like, we ain't even here. Muslim brother was like, man, you got to watch that. And their main thing is, we're going to the princes and the kings of this world in order to lift up that name. But Yahushua is saying this. For the prince of this world, these kings, these royal beings of this world, have nothing in me. And if they have nothing in him, who else do they have nothing in? The Father. Which even Yahushua says is more important than having anything in me is having something in that Father. But you can't have anything in the Father without me, and you can't have anything in the thing with me and not have the Father. 14:31, but that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go home. Any questions? Any thoughts? Any comments? Hallelujah. Shalom. He says, arise, let us go home. Cold queen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternity, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, for you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. There you are. You close this out, Aki.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Watch out for anybody who's hurt physically, spiritually, mentally, comfort them to you. This is
wrong.
According to your word, you know exactly what we ask Father to protect us, continue to protect anybody that's on their field, wherever they're born in this world, where you're all the Father. We ask Father that you keep us vigilant. You keep us so much in the mind, Father. When we go to the left of your right, you chastise us, Father. Let us not never get the lesson in chastisement. In your mission's name, we ask all these things. We pray, Father, and this should help. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Right. Shalom, shalom, hallelujah, shalom, shalom, shalom.
Royalty, royalty, power to the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. Yeah, that you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
weren't the people. Now we are the people. Do you know who you are? Them called you those things if you knew you were a queen. And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. First Peter 2 and 6, a blessing for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark, into the marvelous sun. Do you know who you are?
Royalty.
Once we weren't the people,
mercy made us the people.
Now we are the people.
Chosen people, royal priesthood.